Hey everybody, it's Forrest Arnold with you here and Thriving Past 50. This little short segment will be about describing what is this Thriving Past 50 thing? Why would it be of importance to you? What's your why? Why is this a timely time to think about making some positive changes? What are your strong life skills that are already in place that will be the foundation for your sense of change? So I want to talk to you a little bit about why would a project like this be of importance, maybe to you. You know, it's really about getting serious about what's our honest starting line in different aspects of our life. That has to do with our health and vitality, our sense of purpose and meaningful work in the world, our financial stability, our sense of caring connections and family and friends, our creative life, these kind of things. Where are we really and honestly as a starting point in each of those? And I want to invite you to live your life like a work of art. Now, what does that mean? It means let's identify right off the bat, what are some of the life forces and the life skills that you've already accomplished in life that will give you the foundation to move ahead into really being a long life learner. You've heard about lifelong learners. To be a long life learner, and that is to say, listen, I'm going to keep looking at the ways to build my vitality, my health, my sense of inspiration, and keep a spark going so that when I'm think back on the footsteps I've left on the beach of life or along the coast have been meaningful, okay? And so I want you to be a long life learner with me and with us, and for you to truly express your deep life visions. Now, that vision might be something that's way over the horizon, a place you've never been before. It's a place you would imagine your life could go. I want to bring all that into the conversation, okay? That true life vision might call for a transformation, might mean some big changes, but that could be done perhaps in meaningful, smart steps. And to stay in the gain, stay in the gains that you've made in your life, the gains. Not the gap, not the places you've fallen short, not the times you didn't measure up, all that stuff that I've bothered myself with. And we want to kind of map out what are the things that have brought me forward in life and what are the things that have held me back. So what are some of the limiting beliefs, maybe the internal map, the sort of judgments I've made about life that might have not given me the kind of progress I would really hope for. Okay, so what is the success path that we would offer you here on Thriving Past 50? Well, it's to clarify these important starting points, your life force, and to then take those and look at what is the expression you've got you'd like to see going forward. That's kind of the why. Would that be important to you to reconnect to your spark, to reconnect with deep connections with other people? With the caring connections in your life, I'm sure it's true. Now, what is the project? What is it? Let me talk about that. It's practice for real life is what it is. It's you choose your timely priorities. That's most important. It's not about us setting your priorities, but you find what you choose to be aware of and what you have to believe. And here's what I mean. When you have your priorities in hand, say your top two or three, what are the things that you have to believe that can really change and that you can do it? That's part of what we do is help pin that down and identify those elements that are really important things for you to believe and have confidence in so you can move ahead. And you will decide what it is now time to do after all the things you've tried in the past, things that worked, things that didn't. But what is it now time to do? And to share that vision of what's your paradise over the horizon? What's the life that you can really envision? And to start to chart that new course and step aboard that new course. And that means, you know, maybe imagining small steps, but meeting expert resources along the way, discovering from our learning circle that we have and the pods that you would join, the wisdom of other people that would be sharing their thoughts and what they're discovering with you, okay? And to discover in Thriving Past 50, we have a unique set of ways to measure your positive progress. And that is really important, to measure small steps, to value them, and to keep that momentum going, okay? We use a series of daily reminders and sparks and reminders about different initiatives that you might be working with. And it's really about sharing your life wisdom and your creative self even. So there'll be chances for you to throw in your poetry or your creative self in this whole dance. And of course, we'll be sharing some important techniques to overcome anxiety, to overcome low energy, low vitality. And it might be that community building and being part of this community is really part of the joy that you'll benefit from, because this is about big talk. It's not about small talk. It's about getting real and being honest and present with our own self, with our own learning self, and with what we want to do next. And to find the decisions that you can make and that you shift your mindset so it makes those shifts possible. So this mindset thing, that's really what the project is all about, and to prepare for the different stages of healthy aging. Okay, so these are all elements that come together in Thriving Past 50. In the next segment, I'll tell you more about how it works, how it'll work for you, and what are the good results that would come if you were to move ahead and join us on this path. Thanks very much. I'll see you in the next video.